and a good morning. Welcome to Thursday. It's the third Thursday, which is reserved on K-Man's In Focus for the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. And I didn't see the email until just a little while ago. Jason Smith, who's typically on here, will not be able to join us due to a previous conflict. But we've got quite the crew for the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. We've got Economic Development Director Darren Sultan joining us. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. And Charlotte Meisenheimer is here. And I'm not exactly sure what your title is, Charlotte, but it seems like everything revolves around you.
Oh, technically, I'm the director of membership. And trust me, things do not revolve around me. But I'm glad to be here with you guys today.
Thanks. No. We're delighted to have you here, and we are going to have, Janet Nichols is also going to be stepping in. And Janet, good morning. Are you there yet? Janet?
I'm here.
Hello, Janet.
Hi, good morning.
Director of Military Affairs. Hey, don't be sorry about that. Yeah, we're just glad you could all be here. And we're just kind of go back and forth here on the program and talk about a lot of different things. Obviously, local economy is a big thing. And Darren, let's first talk a little bit about, some of the needs that are being met with different programs and how people can get involved and get some help. And, the work that you're doing there to assist individuals at the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce.
Sure. Well, we have been involved throughout COVID, obviously working with our local group of businesses here in the community and the surrounding area. And like a lot of chambers and economic development entities, you're really measured, I think, by the work you can do when times are tough. And so across our team, whether it's in the economic development side of the house, the membership side, Convention Visitors Bureau, Janet chipped in. I mean, everybody really came together going all the way back to March. Reaching out, talking to businesses. We contacted over 1,000 businesses at that time, chamber members and others, just to kind of see where they were at and if there were ways we could help. Did a lot of technical assistance with the early stages of that. If you think back to April, March and April, with economic injury disaster loans through the SBA, with PPP, once that was approved. At that time, also worked with the city of Manhattan and put together a emergency loan program that was utilizing some of the economic development funds at the city, and administered that and had almost $400,000 that went out with that to nearly 90 businesses. And then the most recent activity, and not to say there hasn't been anything going on in the interim, I know Charlotte's team has continued to do significant outreach through membership to our business community. Jason has taken it on himself here over the course of the last 3 months of the year to go out and is visiting every chamber member in the community. So he's spending significant amounts of time out on the streets, which, in a good way, on the streets, visiting with businesses. And of course, there's no better way than being in someone's business and understanding how they're working through the current situation. So those efforts continue. And then right now, for the last about month and a half, we have been deep into the Riley County CARES Business Grant Program. So that is federal CARES Act money that came to the state through the SPARK program at the state. And phase one of the SPARK funding program sent money to counties. And we were able to working with some of our economic development partners here locally, put together a proposal that went to the county for taking some of that $15 million that the county got and allocating that to direct business aid. We're very appreciative of the county commissioners for allocating $2.5 million of those funds to go directly to businesses. And I know they would have loved to have done more, but there are a lot of key entities in the county that are needing assistance at this time from that pot of funds. But we've been administering that, got well over 225 applications for that program, and have been working through over the course of the last month and a half, getting all of the documentation that has to be present to get those funds out. And so the last several weeks, those funds have been getting approved at the county level and going out, and we'll continue that for the next couple weeks through the end of the month. And still quite a bit of work to do there, but happy to be part of the process for for getting those funds out to folks. And I know that that's pretty impactful for a lot of especially smaller locally owned businesses right now. You know, we've seen a lot of applicants, a lot of restaurants, many of our hotels, a lot of locally owned retail, small service businesses that have been probably, I'd say, as impacted as any in the, with COVID. And so those are the ones that I know we've seen a lot of applications from. So I would make the correlation that that's probably where a lot of the need has been locally. So I think we're servicing that need. And again, I want to thank the county and the county commissioners for taking the lead with that, making sure that some of those funds made their way to businesses. They've done the same in Pottawatomie County with some funds there, about $500,000 approximately. But you know, that's something that they had options on where that money went, and we're glad that they chose to allocate some of that to businesses.
Well, right now it seems like this is about as cohesive an effort as you've seen out of, you know, the city and the county and the schools and the work that you're doing there to help mitigate some of the challenges financially that a lot of the business community and also the government agencies are facing. And well, let's talk a bit about, Darren, you know, some of the economic impact that you're seeing here, especially as we get closer to the holidays and retail sales. And of course, you know, there's retail sales include lots of people that are buying food for, well, maybe less food for a holiday gathering next week. What kind of trends are you seeing in our local economy right now?
Yeah, overall, you know, we have seen from a, and you mentioned the retail sales piece, you know, sales tax collection numbers probably haven't been quite as down as maybe initially forecasted or initially expected over the course of the last several months. So we take that to be a relatively positive thing. And there's a couple reasons there. Some of that's compensating use tax collection. Some of that is just that I think we've had a reasonably active local retail community when it comes to taking all of the options that are necessary to keep consumer confidence where it needs to be and provide places of business that people can come and shop in and engage in. And I know we were over with Jan Miller from Steve's Floral doing the annual Small Business Saturday proclamation at City Commission meeting on Tuesday night this week. And she made a great point about, you know, some great points about the importance of local small business. And we were talking as well about just that I think a lot of folks need to realize the extra effort that it goes in right now to making a retail store or a place of business someplace that people are comfortable to go into and comfortable to shop. And so keep that in mind as you're shopping here over the course of the holiday season, that there's a lot of people locally putting a lot of extra time and effort and resources into ensuring that you've got a place that you're safe and you know, they're open for business and they're taking on additional time and energy and financial resources to make that the case. So, you know, before you go clicking online, visit some of those local folks, and then also realize that there's a lot of local businesses that are have changed the way that they deliver products or services. So whether that's touchless pickup, whether that's online or ordering by phone, there's a lot of different options out there. So we just would really encourage folks to remember that we've got an incredible group of locally owned retailers, service businesses, restaurants, hotels that are doing everything in their power to deal with an incredibly difficult situation and make sure that they're still able to provide products and services for folks here. So keep them in mind at the holidays, and we'll hopefully keep those numbers trending in an all right direction. You know, some other economic indicators we've seen, some numbers from an unemployment rate standpoint that we're down to about the lowest unemployment rate amongst the first class cities in the state. Our overall job numbers are a little bit troubling as far as the job loss year over year. We would anticipate some of that was probably caused by students or positions filled by students or other residents that simply aren't here anymore as compared to the first several months of the year or this time last year. So anyway, it just speaks to the importance of why job growth, economic diversification long term are going to be so important for our community, but especially important now coming out of out of COVID. So it gives you kind of a sense of some of the key job and sales tax collection indicators. But again, I just remind folks, I think Charla's got some more she can add to this with some of our programs that we're doing around the holidays. But we worked with literally hundreds of businesses through the course of these grants and loan programs and other outreach we've done over the last 8 to 9 months. And I can tell you that they are absolutely working their tails off to ensure that they can provide products and services in a safe and effective way during a pandemic. So please give them a shot here at the holidays.
That's Darren Solden, Economic Development Director for the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. And we visit with our Chamber of Commerce folks on the third Thursday of the month. We're going to take our break. And Charlotte, when we come back, we're going to visit with you a little bit about some of the local approaches that some of the chamber members have been doing. There's been some very, very interesting efforts. And I know that you'd like to share some of those with you. So, by the way, Beings, we're short-staffed here at the station, won't be able to accept any phone calls with any questions. But if you want to send an email, send it to studio@1350kman.com. We'll include those questions should the opportunity arise. It's K-Man's In Focus. Sharna Meisenheimer, Janet Nichols is waiting in the wings, and Darren Solden joining us on the show today.